Lecture topic, Excellence in Character.
وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam. In the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which most of us will be familiar with, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the parable and example of this Deen-e-Islam with an edifice or a structure or a building. The hadith I am referring to, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams, that the foundation of Deen-e-Islam is based on five things. The shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the establishment of salah, zakat, fasting and hajj. If you have to analyze and look and try and appreciate the significance of this example, we will realize that many of us to a large extent have not fully comprehended the underlying wisdom behind describing this Deen-e-Islam or its foundation with a building. Those of us who are familiar with construction will know that to put foundation or to put the outer walls of a building, if it costs you 1 million rand, to make that building beautiful, to complete it, to make it habitable, to make it such that people want to live in that building, it will cost you another 2 million rand. The foundation is just the starting point. Unfortunately, our perception or understanding, majority of us, of what is Deen-e-Islam is confined to these five things. We feel that the one in whose life these five things are there, salah is there, zakat is there, fasting is there, hajj is there, iman is there, this person has reached the pinnacle and the heights of Islam. However, this is completely contrary to the example that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the foundation, the starting point of Islam is these five things. Where does Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam want to take us? Where does this Deen-e-Islam want to take us? What is the culmination? What is the perfection? What is the completion of Deen-e-Islam? For that we have to look at another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, Allah has sent me لِأُتَمِّم. The first hadith, the word بُنِيَ, which means starting point. This hadith, itmam, completion, culmination, perfection. لِأُتَمِّم. Allah has sent me to complete Deen-e-Islam with what? With مَكَارِمِ akhlaq, with akhlaq and character. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent you but as a rahmat, as a mercy. Not only for the people of 14 centuries ago, but his legacy of rahmat and mercy transcends the boundaries of race, creed, color, nationality. It transcends the boundaries of time also. And Allah says, Rahmatan lil alameen, he was a rahmat for every alam. Now if you analyze and look at the current situation in the world, approximately 6 billion human beings, only about 20% have brought iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet Allah says he is rahmat for every alam. Your salah, your zakat, your fasting, your hajj, your ibadat, your tilawat, your zikrullah. This 1/5 of the world population is exposed to. What are the rest of humanity exposed to? What is his, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's, legacy of rahmat and mercy to the rest of humanity? That, ulama say, is contained in the akhlaq and character of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teaching this ummah How one human being has to interact and live with the next human being. What should be our financial conduct? What should be our social conduct? What should be our morals? What should be our conduct in our homes? What should be our conduct in society? The legacy of rahmat and mercy of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam will transcend to the entire humanity when this ummah will incorporate within itself the akhlaq and the morals and the conduct of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This deen is not only confined to ibadat and worship. On one occasion, one Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, O Nabi of Allah, what is deen? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at him and said, deen is good akhlaq and character. This person, a Bedouin, nomadic background, villager, didn't have any formal education. So this response did not make sense to him. So he went away. Little while later, he comes from the right hand side. Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? Again, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, good akhlaq. He goes away. Then little while later, he comes on the left-hand side. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is deen? Again, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, good akhlaq. He goes away. Then he comes from behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? The fourth time, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at him and says, deen is good akhlaq and character. And by, if you don't want to understand, if this doesn't make sense to you, then deen is do not become angry. Do not become angry, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, is deen. Someone came and asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what is Islam? What is our perception? What is our understanding of what Islam is? And what is the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is Islam? He says, it'amul ta'am, leenul kalam, to be generous, to feed others, to speak kindly, to speak compassionately, that is Islam. Someone came and asked, Mal Iman? Ya Rasulullah, what is Iman? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam responds, he says, As-sabru was-samaha. To patiently persevere, to tolerate, to overlook, to become the underdog, to let others trample over you, give precedence to their rights over your rights, that is Iman. Then someone came and asked, Ayyul Islami Afdal? What is the pinnacle of Islam? What is the height of Islam? Who is the best Muslim? To truly appreciate the veracity of this hadith, just for our understanding, turn the clock 14 centuries front, leave the whole world, just look in the South African context. Approximately 1 million Muslims. It is as if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is amongst us today. And the question is being posed to him that, oh my beloved Nabi, tell me in the whole of South Africa, who is the best Muslim? What is our understanding of who the best Muslim is? And what is the response of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is the best Muslim? He says, Man salim al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the best Muslim is that person who, when he opens his mouth, roses come out, thorns don't come out. When he opens his mouth, it is not to make ghibat about someone, to slander someone, to backbite about someone, to spread malicious rumors about someone, to swear at someone, to insult someone, to hurt the feelings of someone. When he opens his mouth, roses come out. When he raises his hand, it is not a gesture of threat. When he raises his hand, he is not someone who is going to harm someone else. When he raises his hand, it is a gesture of kindness. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that is the best Muslim. Where is this example of Islam today? What is our perception and idea of what is dindari and piety? And what is the legacy of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Few years ago, in Raiwi, in the Markaz in Pakistan, There was a Jamaat from Australia. They asked one of the brothers, a revert who had converted to Islam, to tell us about your experiences. This person stood in front of that majma, and he said, my example and your example, in other words, referring to himself before Islam. He said, my example and example of you Muslims. I'm changing what he said for our understanding. He says, like a person who came to Durban, and he asked one Muslim that, bhai, I want to go to Tongat. Which direction is Tongat? This Muslim says to him, listen, Tongat is straight ahead. And don't worry, I'm also going Tongat. It's straight ahead, I'm also going. And then the same Muslim starts walking in the opposite direction towards Bingo. What is that non-Muslim supposed to do? This Muslim told him, it's straight ahead. I'm also going there, yet he's walking in some other direction. This person said that, and then he looked at that majma and gathering, and he said, my father died on kufr. My grandfather died on kufr. They will go to Jahannam forever and ever. Tomorrow on the day of judgment, I will hold you Muslims responsible. You never showed us what is Islam. Islam is not only our salah, zakat, fasting and hajj. Islam is the conduct of this Muslim. Those maid servants in our homes. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many times he exhorted, ariqqa'ukum, ariqqa'ukum. Those who are your servants, those who are your subordinates, feed them with what you eat, clothe them with what you clothe, comfort them with what you comfort yourself. That woman in most instances is separated from her children. They are growing up on some farm somewhere. Some relative is looking after them. For a pittance of a wage, she's cleaning up behind you, washing your toilet, cleaning your filth. The five times a day he'll come to the masjid, yet never once will it enter his heart to raise his hands and make dua to Allah for hidayat for that woman. That concern is not even there. If she dies, she's going to Jahannam forever and ever. What about the haq that she fulfilled of mine? That worry, that concern for humanity has come out of us. Walk in the Muslim businesses today, my respected brothers. Just because you are paying a wage to someone, or just because someone is working for you, when he makes you upset and angry, it does not give you the right to sway his father, or to sway his mother, or to insult him, or to hurt his feelings. Every time this mouth of ours is opening, what is coming out? That is why a kafir lives next to a Muslim for 30 years. And not one day does even the desire enter the heart of that kafir that let me come towards Islam. What Islam have we shown? Where is the akhlaq and character of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where is the tolerance? Where is the concept of overlooking? Where is this idea of swallowing your anger? Where is the recognition of the day that I have to give account in the court of Allah? When Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked about the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did she say? When he entered the home, kana dhahakan basaman. She says, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would enter the home smiling. He would enter the home compassionately. When is the last time that we smiled when we entered our homes? When is the last time that we even greeted our family members? We know how to smile, but where will we smile? When we're standing in that shop and that young teenage girl with a tight body-hugging jeans and t-shirt comes, they will smile. They will speak nicely and sweetly. But that wife, whose figure is no more so attractive because of the children of ours that she gave birth to, or that wife that over the years has to clean up behind us, there we have no tolerance. There we are not prepared to be patient. There we are not prepared to smile. They came and asked, O Nabi of Allah, what is the best iman? What is the highest level of iman? What was the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is the pinnacle of iman? Where does this deen want to take us? We were given a thermometer We were given a gauge. We were given a measuring tape. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells you, if you want to check how much iman you have, how perfect your iman is, what heights of iman you have reached. أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَفِي رِوَايَةِ عَيْشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهَا خِيَارُكُمْ أَلْتَفَهُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, the most kamil, the most complete, the most perfect, the pinnacle, the height of iman is that person with the best akhlaq and character. And because it is very easy to portray good character in public, it is very easy to smile and be compassionate when under the scrutiny of the public eye, the true test of akhlaq and character is the four walls of your home. Is your conduct with your parents? Is your conduct with your wife? Is your conduct with your children? Is your conduct with your family members? That is why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the best amongst you, the most kamil, the most perfect, the pinnacle of iman is that person who is the best in dealing with his family people. And the riwayat of Aisha radiallahu anha, he said, the one who is kindest and the most compassionate towards his family. Nowadays we have what is called that jazba, that zeal of intiqam, of revenge. The fire of revenge is burning in the hearts of the ummah. The occasion of Jumu'ah is too limited an occasion to go into details to truly describe the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But just one aspect, where Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, man taqama Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when it came to anything of dunya, when it came to anything of the material things of this world, this fire of intiqam and revenge did not burn in the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, my beloved Nabi never took revenge. He never took revenge for any wrong that was done to him so far as this dunya. In an ummah whose master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given such an example, how is it possible that brother is taking brother to court? Cousin is taking cousin to court. Families are split right down the center. Those who drank milk from the breast of the same woman, nowadays are not even talking to one another. Are these arguments and disputes over deen? No, my respected brothers. These arguments and disputes are over this dunya. Each one wants his haq. Each one wants his right. Islam does not teach us to demand our haq and right. Islam teaches us to embody the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rights and hukuk are in akhirat. There, wo hai lootne ke zamana. That is the time to reap the returns of that sabr that we made in this world. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on one occasion he mentioned, he said, Allah has divided akhlaq and character into 360 parts. That person who will come before Allah on the day of judgment with just one. One of these 360 parts, his jannat is guaranteed. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when he hears this, he says, O Nabi of Allah, tell me, are any of that 360 found in me? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks at him and says, O Abu Bakr, jama' Allahu fika kullah. Allah Ta'ala has kept all 360 in you. All 360 are found in you. That is why it is said after Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the greatest personality to traverse the surface of the earth was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But my respected brothers, 360. That is something that seems unattainable. You can't even comprehend akhlaq, 360 parts. Yet look at the compassion, look at the kindness, look at the shafqat of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He condensed that 360 into just three things. Three things which ulama say are the crux of Akhlaq-e-Muhammadi. Are the crux of the Akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, bring. Ulama say, bring these three things in your life. And every dispute that is taking place in the world, whether Muslim or kafir, whether between husband and wife, whether between employer and employee, in every facet of society, every dispute and argument that is taking place, they say, if we will bring these three things in our life, these disputes will come to an end. And like on a hot day, person is boiling in the sun, beads of perspiration are falling down. He has a sweet ice cream, he's eating. Another person is eating one ice cream. He is sucking it with relish, enjoying it. The others that are boiling in the sun, just looking at this person, water will come in their mouth, they will also desire that ice cream. Ulama say that if this ummah will bring these three things in their life, then wallah, Allah's qasam, the kafir of this world, looking at this ummah, water will come in their mouth to enter into Islam. If we will incorporate the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what are these three things? Jibreel comes with the verse of the Quran, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَعَارِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And oh my beloved Nabi, forgive. Forgive, adopt forgiveness, enjoin good. Turn away from those who are ignorant. Do not let them affect you. He asks Jibreel, what is the meaning of this verse? Jibreel goes back to Allah Ta'ala and then he comes back. Ya Muhammad, inna Allah Ta'ala ya'muruk. O my beloved Nabi, Allah commands you with three things. An tasil man qata'ak, wa tu'ati amman haramak, wa ta'fu amman zalamak. Three things. Allah commands you with three things. Join ties with the one who breaks off from you. Give the one who deprives you. Forgive the one who oppresses you. Three things. Akhlaq-e-Muhammadi. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, what we have today is what is called intiqami akhlaq. Reciprocal akhlaq. Join ties with the one who joined ties with you. Smile at the one who smiles at you. Shake hands with the one who shake hands with you. Give gifts to the one who gives gifts to you. Smile nicely with the one who smiles at you. That is not akhlaq. That animals also do. Akhlaq is what? He said, join with the one who breaks off from you. Give the one who deprives you. Forgive the one who oppresses you. And what will Allah give you? For salah, there is promise of jannat. For zakat, there is promise of jannat. For tilawat, there is promise of jannat. For zikrullah, there is promise of jannat. But for these three things, bring this in your life, and there isn't promise for Jannat. He said, Ana Dhamin, I am your guarantor. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I am your guarantor, not of Jannat. Bring this akhlaq in your life, and come on the day of judgment and claim a palace in Jannatul Firdaus from me. The highest Jannat. But unfortunately, this is also the hardest thing. Tell someone to stay awake whole night, buy his Laylatul Qadr, stay awake in Ibadat whole night, he'll stay awake whole night. Next day tell him, buy, go and give the gift to that person who swore you. He'll say, I'll stay awake another 10 nights Ibadat, but that don't ask me to do. But in that Allah has kept the highest Jannat. That is that akhlaq that is going to bring humanity towards Islam. I've run out of time, one incident on which we will terminate. Like that, there are multitudes of incidents. Occasion of Jummah, I mentioned earlier, it's impossible to do justice to it. On one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking in the street of Medina. Someone rushes to him. Ya Rasulullah, there is a problem. He says, what is the problem? He says, I told my people, if you come into Islam, you will get barakat and blessings. They accepted Islam. Now there is drought. Animals are dying. Crops are dying. They are hungry. I fear it was greed that brought them into Islam. Now because of greed, they will leave Islam.
Allah's Rasul is worried. One Jew overhears this, he rushes forward. I'm changing the miqdar, the amount. He says, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will advance you 1 ton of dates. Pay me back in 3 months. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepts this, says to that person, take this ton of dates and spend it on your people. Protect the Islam. 3 months had not passed. There were still few days left. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed the janazah salah. He was leaning against the wall of Jannatul Baqi'. Surrounded by his close companions, Abu Bakr, Umar and others, radiallahu anhum. In our terms, understand it, he was in his territory. Surrounded by his people. The enemy, a Jew comes up. Look at his conduct. He grabs the collar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pulls the chadar, so that a red welt mark is left on his neck. Then he speaks in such a contemptible manner, that I'm just literally translating what he said. We do not even wish to say what he said. He said, Muhammad, it appears that just like your father and your grandfather were rogues, you are also a rogue. You don't pay your debts on time. The same Jew says, I saw Umar's eyeballs going round. His hand had already gone on his sword. And he said, enemy unto yourself, if you were not in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, already your head would have been separated from your body. Yet what is the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Fatabassama Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he smiled. And he said, inna wa huwa kunna ahwaju ila ghairi hadha minka ya Umar. Umar, your conduct should have been different towards both of us. We had a greater need. Ta'muruni bihusnil ada, you should have encouraged me to pay my debts on time. Ta'muruhu bihusni taqadi, the most you could have done was in a nice way encourage him to ask in a nice manner. Now Umar, take him to the Baytul Mal, give him 1 ton of dates and give him another 20% more because you threatened him. As Umar is walking with this person says to him, Umar, do you know who I am? Umar says, no. He says, I am Zayd bin Sa'na. Umar, hearing this name, gets a shock. He says, the Jewish scholar. A scholar, he does not behove your status to have behaved like that with the Nabi of Allah. He says, Umar, innahu lam yabqa min alamatin nubuwati shay illa waqad araftuha fi waji Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hina nadartu ilay illa thnatain lam ukhbirhuma yasbiqu hilmuhu jahlahu wala tazidu shiddatul jahli alayhi illa hilma. He says, Umar, every sign of the last prophet mentioned in our scriptures, just by looking at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw it resplendent on his face. There were two things that couldn't be seen. They had to be tested. What were these two things? That his tolerance is greater than any ignorance exhibited towards him. And the more harsh and arrogant you become with him, the more tolerant he will become. This had to be tested. It could not be seen. Now Umar, inni ushiduk anni qad raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya. Now I make you a witness that I am happy with Allah as my Rabb. Islam is my religion and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Nabi. And Umar, I make you a witness. Half my wealth, I give it in sadaqah to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was this akhlaq and character, my respected brothers, that melted the hearts of humanity, drew them in droves towards Islam. Let the media say what they want. Let the negative propaganda print what they want. But look within ourselves, how much have we not contributed to the negative image of Islam. Deen is not only ibadat. Deen is outside the masjid. Deen is in our homes. Deen is our 24-hour daily life. Deen is our financial and social interaction with society. Correct this. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, bring that akhlaq and compassion for humanity in your heart. And what does he say? As I mentioned earlier, I am your guarantor. Come and claim your palace in Jannatul Firdaus on the day of judgment from me. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.